IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and my dear guest speakers in the studio, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam, glad to be here.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the Movie Critique Program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. Well, today we decided to work on another movie with the theme of miracle, just like the last Christian movie. It's called The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. This is a 2021 American Christian drama film directed and produced by Richard Curl. All right? And the holy story is about a young girl who heals a bird simply through prayer and becomes a national celebrity when more miracles are attributed to her while dying of an inoperable brain tumor. Well, before me asking you questions and the critique of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, let's take a listen to a short part of the trailer or part of the movie.
Grandpa, when I found the bird, I prayed.
God, you made this poor little guy, so maybe you could help him out.
His heart isn't beating, Sarah, and he's dead.
Then I saw God standing on the other side of the lake.
I always thought that you were kind of special.
You see him?
Who?
God.
You saw God and then brought a dead bird back to life.
No, I didn't. God did.
Where'd you get this?
I drew it when I came home tonight.
You drew this?
Yeah.
It just sounds like she has a healthy imagination to me.
She would never outright lie. My cat died last week. I was wondering if you could stop by and bring him back to life.
Mom, it really was God.
Sarah, do you think you can help me walk again?
I don't know.
Could you say a prayer for me?
So, tell me what this medical emergency is all about.
I moved my toes this morning.
I can't explain what happened in there. Severed nerves and spinal cord can't regenerate.
Mom?
Oh, my baby!
I thought he was never supposed to walk again.
He wasn't.
It was Sarah.
You just listened to a part of the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. This is a very new American movie, a Christian drama film directed and produced by Richard Quarle. In this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Brother Hussein, how did you find this movie? Was it something that you liked, or it was a boring movie for you?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I feel like boring is an understatement. So the story was kind of engaging. It was a classic church movie. Nothing too interesting. You know, I mean, the title is literally self-explanatory. The girl who believes in miracles. And that's exactly what happens.
Yes.
You know, it's like about a girl who develops an extraordinary or like magic-like ability to, you know, like where she prays to God for different things to happen. And God accepts her prayers almost instantly.
Yes.
You know, like with the bird. You know, mm-hmm. How did that happen?
I see.
The question I have is, if this was ever possible, what would the ethical and moral grounds be? Like, what I mean is, what type of responsibility would such a person have in that particular situation?
I see. Sayyid Abdullah, any comments?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it's not a moral. I mean, the story to begin with, the story is a fictional story, right?
Yes.
It's based on a book called Mustard Seed. And like Brother Hassan said, it's just a Christian
theme.
But it's, you know, where a girl can bring things back to life. I think the concept is, we do have people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to favor them or give them the blessings. They are able to cure. We have, especially us as Shia, we have so many ulama who had this capacity to heal, yes, like they touch
karama.
You. A karama. So we don't call it a miracle, because if we discuss that term, we can dive into it. Allah gives them this you know, this blessing that they can heal people and they can cure people. But to bring them to life, that's
it's
obviously...
It's not even such a big deal for them. They can do lots of other bigger things.
It's not, yeah. Basically. That's the,
no, but the ethical and like moral thing is that what responsibility would that person have? In terms of...
See, Allah would
like,
never give...
Like, what if
give,
you cure someone, see, and then they go and do something bad?
No. Right? A curing is a different issue. I mean,
yes.
Because I cure you, it doesn't mean I will be responsible for your sin. You're a free person. You have a free will. You can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't mean I am not... You know, I cannot... I should not help
you. Of course,
you
but
to,
if
to be
if
cured.
It wasn't for you, then I wouldn't... Like, I would still have cancer.
No, if it wasn't for Allah creating us, I wouldn't sin. So I could blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all my sins.
Well,
he made
I mean,
me.
That's Allah.
No,
you can't compare
it's
me
the
Allah.
Same concept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the day, He takes me and you by the ear based on the fact that we have free will to commit. Because, for example, a lot of people come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Imams for a cure, and the Imams cured them. And these people were, to begin with, sinful people.
Yes.
They weren't even, you know, believers. Some of them were even mushrikeen, but they got cured by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they continued their kufr. So we can hold the Prophet accountable. We can hold the Imams accountable. No, so him curing is one thing. You committing an action is another thing. So you can't really blame them for your actions. Mm-hmm. Oh, because you cured me. If I was crippled, disabled, then I wouldn't be here.
Let's take a short break and we'll listen to a part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, a new movie, and we'll be back with more criticism.
It is perfectly typical for most people to have a strong faith in their families, relying on them for love and support. These are people we've grown up with, who've nurtured us, and who hopefully have been real cheerleaders for us. But let's look at another parable that talks about a different kind of faith. And here's what it says. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, and which indeed is smaller than all seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that birds come and lodge in its branches. And indeed, faith can become so strong that it can move a mountain.
Back to the program Viewpoint, a movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Well, relying on people like family for love and support versus having faith in God. Sayyid Abdullah, is it a kind of polytheism?
It depends, because we have a saying, we have a hadith, actually not a saying, it says shirk, polytheism. It's like a black ant on a black black, what was that the word?
Yes, it was soft, like walking on a black stone in the dead of night.
Yeah, and the stone is soft too.
Yes, so it exactly. Makes
so it, which means what? Which means the line is very thin.
Yes.
It's very thin. So,
and it's indetectable.
Exactly, exactly. So it depends on like how you think or how your belief is.
Yes.
And because sometimes if I rely on my parents, if I rely on my friends, if I rely on the doctor, for example, if I rely on people to give me my sustenance, to give me my needs, without the help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously that's polytheism, you know, committing, committing shirk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're taking partners to Him.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes in my belief, like my belief is no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that does everything in His hand. But when I do my life chores, obviously I rely on people, but I'm relying on them. But in the back of my mind, Allah is the creator. Allah is the mover of things, not mm-hmm. people.
Yes.
But I go to them and I seek their help. And, you know, but if you ask me, are you seeking their help or Allah's help? I'm like, no, well, obviously Allah's help, but I can't do it unless I go through
that
person. Them.
That's a yeah. medium. That's a it's means. A medium.
Exactly. But some people, unless they have that belief, because sometimes even we as Shia, for example, we've been accused as we are, kuffar or infidels or polytheists because we go to the Ahlul Bayt and we ask them for help.
We go to the shrines. And
yeah,
we
and
ask.
We go to the shrine. And some people even prostrate, like, oh, you're doing, you know, prostration to a person. Like, no. Doing a prostration of shukr to Allah that I managed to visit. I hold the cage, I kiss the cage, I ask for dua, but He's a medium.
That applies yeah. to even the house of God too, because all the Muslims, no matter what denomination you follow, they go to the house of mosque and they ask God, right?
That's it.
They don't ask the house,
of
basically.
Of course. So even Allah in the Quran, He says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ and seek Ameen to Him. Allah wants to come to through Ameen.
Yes.
So we, in the end of the day, when we have our friends, our family who give us support and who give us emotional support and all the things that we need, we're not being polytheists unless you really believe that they are the one who provides for you. Which no human being or logical person would say such a thing. But it's just something that we get used to.
Yes, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take another short break and listen to another part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and we'll be back.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the little girl that's always talking to me about God? Well, maybe you're on good terms with Him. Why don't you ask Him? Maybe He'll do something.
Okay, God. This one's for Danny's team. Please give my brother the strength to kick harder and faster than anyone else on that other stupid team. I guess maybe I shouldn't have said stupid in my prayer, huh?
This one is just sweeter than chocolate.
My prayer worked.
You see, I told you.
Thank you, God.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. You just listened to another part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. This is a new movie directed by Richard Corral. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, in that part, they are talking about how to pray. Is it really important how to pray? Right? Like, the way you pray, does it make it different as for the results?
We do have, like Islamically speaking, certain conditions need to be met for a dua to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Right, for example, just things out of my head, right? For example, you need to be on set of purification.
Yes.
You know, you have to be in a place that is suitable for supplication. You have to be in a set of mind, a set of heart, and so on and so forth. If these conditions are met,
mm-hmm.
You know, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would answer your prayer. Obviously, I think, top of my head, I think there are 7 to 10 conditions Islamically that needs to be met in order for your dua to be accepted, which most of the people, or I would say 99.9% of the people, don't even pay attention to the first one, yet alone the rest.
Yes.
Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His will and mercy, that sometimes when ad-du'a comes deeply from your heart, like sincerely comes from your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers these calls and these du'as.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no specific way for du'a, because if there was, then everyone would be required to learn it. Like, okay, yes. My du'a cannot be answered unless I learn the way and method. So Allah says, no, speak to me in any tongue, in any way.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So you could be, for example, if I could be an English person who speaks English, I don't understand a word of Arabic. I don't have to supplicate to Allah in Arabic for him to talk to me. I mm-hmm. could be whatever language you are. Allah says to me, speak to me with your own language.
Yes.
I can understand it, right? There is absolutely no specific way and no specific method. Mm-hmm. If you want to communicate with Allah, communicate
yes.
with him.
Yes.
But then again, if you have a need and you see things are going, you know, not going your way and your dua is not being answered, then we say maybe you should pay attention to the conditions
mm-hmm.
so you can get your dua answered.
I see.
But to begin with, as a general concept, dua, no, pray anytime, anywhere.
Brother was saying, yeah. very quickly, why are some prayers not answered? You know, they say God works in mysterious ways, all right? But what does it mean? Like, what happens that some prayers are, like, granted, some of them not?
Very quickly?
Yes.
Only God knows, and that's it.
Do we have any, like, see, reason?
The thing is, God knows what's best for us, right?
Yes.
So it really, you know, depends on our sincerity and especially on how, you know, good this thing is, how much it's going to benefit us.
Does it depend on the conditions that Sayyid Abdullah
Of course it does. Yeah, I mean, in addition to the conditions, sincerity is a major part. And, you know, plus the fact that, you know, even if you're so sincere.
Mm. And sometimes we have desperation.
Yeah, we have such a desperation. But if God knows that this thing is not going to be good for us, sometimes he wouldn't grant it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, thank you very much. For listen to program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. And we were criticizing the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Is Sarah Hopkins a miracle worker?
It's about to turn her world upside down.
I don't think I can take this much excitement.
Yeah, hold on to your hat. There's going to be a lot more of it.
It's impossible. You're beginning to catch on.